Anna, yes, good morning to you. Always a pleasure to have you with us here on gospelbest.com. It's Thursday, the 21st of March, 2024. The program is On the Lord's Side, Christian Perspectives on News and Current Events. You must know about The Chosen. It's a TV series. According to Wikipedia, The Chosen is an American Christian historical drama television series. And I wanted to look at the description of The Chosen there, this TV series. Wikipedia describes it as an American Christian historical drama television series. Let's look at those words there. American, that would mean that it was produced in America, which is okay. Christian, meaning that it tells a Christian story. Historical, meaning that it tells history. And of course, drama. And once you take a closer look at this TV series, you're going to find that not every part of that description is correct. I once had a discussion with my brother-in-law. We were exchanging some text, and there are many Christians who are celebrating The Chosen. Why? Because this is a TV series that attempts or that sets out to depict the life of our Lord Jesus Christ and to bring his message to a contemporary audience. That's the avowed intention of the producers of this TV series, to bring it to a contemporary audience. And many people are celebrating that, wow, we have a TV series that has gone mainstream and that is Christian, that is talking about Christian principles, that is talking about our Lord. According to Wikipedia, The Chosen is the first multi-season series about the life and ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. Primarily set in Judea and Galilee in the first century, the series centers on Jesus and the different people who met and followed or otherwise interacted with him. Now, I want to sound a note of caution, and this is something that many Christian thinkers have spoken about. When you find TV series or movies described as historical, you have to be very careful about taking everything you read, everything you watch, as the gospel truth about those historical facts. And this is not only talking about Christian movies or Christian TV series. Take, for example, The Queen, which is also a multi-season series about the royal family in the United Kingdom. You find that many of the writers, many of the producers, they take so much liberty about historical matters, and most times because they have a narrative to promote, they have an agenda to pursue. You know what they do? They also include scenes, discussions, and conversations that never took place. They take liberties with things like that. And it is very important for people when they watch movies, when they see snippets of movies, not to take everything as truly historical. Many of the producers and writers, they take liberties with these things, and then they put some fine print disclosure to say that not all the scenes truly historical. Now, I want to challenge this notion that The Chosen is something that we should celebrate. There have been many American Christian scholars who have called our attention to why we should not join in celebrating The Chosen. The first reason is because all streams of Christianity are celebrating The Chosen. As one lady said, in contemporary culture, you have to understand the language very carefully. When you hear a person talking about streams of Christianity, we have those churches that accept that it is okay for people of the same sex to be in a relationship of marriage, to have sexual relationship. We have people like that. We have Christians who believe that it's okay for a person to be transgender or to change from his biological sex to another. When you hear talk about streams of Christianity, that's what is being talked about, that people from different doctrinal backgrounds who claim to be Christian. Now, they are coming together to prepare for The Chosen. And if you are truly circumspect, you will find that when the people that you don't ordinarily agree with, when they all come together and they say, oh, this is right, then you need to take a second look. Not only that, we have Hindus, atheists, agnostics, Buddhists, and Muslims also saying, oh, The Chosen is a wonderful TV series. Is that something to celebrate? That there is a TV series about the life and ministry of Christ, and we have all streams of Christianity, Hindus, atheists, agnostics, all everybody saying this is a wonderful TV series. Okay, listen to this. Somebody giving a review about this.
I'm seeing all different kind of streams of Christianity come together to propel forward The Chosen. We're watching Hindus, we're watching atheists, agnostics, we're watching Buddhists and Muslims come together. Just go, this show is extraordinary. I remember encountering a Hindu man. He's a Silicon Valley tech giant. And he just says, "Hey, I'm Hindu. I'm not Christian. But my people are losing their light." This is a quote from him. And he said, "But the chosen isn't even giving it back to my people. How can I support you? How can I help your efforts?" And so he came alongside us and just really consulted us and on the tech side of what we're doing. And I love those stories. No show has ever done that before, brought people together in that type of thing.
And of course, this is what the contemporary culture celebrates, shows that bring people together. And this is also one of the areas where we tend to be intimidated in the culture when people say, "Look, so what is the problem with shows that bring people together?" Our Lord himself addressed this question when he spoke about him coming not to bring people together, but to bring a sword. It is okay for people to come together as long as they come together for the right purpose. Unity is good if the purpose of unity is to acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If a show brings people together, all streams of Christianity, Hindus, atheists, agnostics, Buddhists, Muslims, if it brings them together, but does not call them submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you must understand there is something really amiss. And what is amiss about the chosen? I'll tell you what is amiss about the chosen. What is amiss about the chosen is that it paints the picture of a Christ different from the one that the Bible records. And that is why people can agree. That's why Buddhists and Muslims can put together, "Oh, the chosen is a wonderful TV series." Why? Because if you present the Christ of the Bible, it will always be a stumbling block for those who have not accepted his Lordship. There is no one who has not accepted the Lordship of Christ who will celebrate the Christ of the Bible. But you know what? Those who will not accept his Lordship, they will celebrate the Christ of that TV series, the TV series called The Chosen. They will celebrate that Christ. And that is the main problem with The Chosen. But there is even something more insidious about this series that you should pay attention to. The chosen cast members say Jesus was flawed and that he committed transgressions, he committed sin. Listen to this.
This version of Jesus portrayed, I think it really does. It matters that he's merciful, that he's extending a lot of grace. He has his own flaws in a human way. He's very relatable.
Jesus, please don't do that again, huh?
Yes, Abba. May I read?
We'll see. Come now. It's not a long journey. Jesus. What are you going to do for your mother for this transgression? Huh?
For this transgression. So you find that in this series, it is a Jesus that is not sinless. A Jesus that has weaknesses, that has failings. That is the Jesus that this TV series depicts. And you find one of the scenes in The Chosen, the father of Jesus, the earthly father of Jesus, saying to him, "What are you going to do for your mother for this transgression?" Meaning that Jesus sinned, and his father, his earthly father, Joseph, was saying to him, "So what are you going to do to atone for this transgression?" Again, in another scene, Jesus said something, and somebody corrected him and said, "Okay, I'm sorry, I made an error there." And these things are subtle. They are subtle, but for those who truly understand the Christian faith as given to us, as given to the first apostles, as received from the Holy Spirit, you understand that a major plank of our faith is that although Jesus was all human while he was here on earth, he was sinless. He was sinless. He was the sinless and spotless Lamb of God. That is the only reason why his sacrifice was acceptable to the Lord God Almighty on behalf of all of us. And so you find so-called popular TV shows trying to attack that very major plank of the Christian faith. Those of us who are on the Lord's side should be people who seek knowledge, should be people who are aware of these things. We are not unmindful of the devices of the enemy. And now we find that this is one of his devices to put so-called popular movies and programs out there in the culture, ostensibly to bring everybody together. And I always tell to people, to Christians, do not be intimidated into saying that the purpose of Christianity is not to bring everybody together. The contemporary culture wants to bring everybody together. Christ wants to bring everybody together only if everybody agrees that Jesus is Lord. If we all do not agree that Jesus is Lord, we have no business coming together. And so when you find a TV series where everyone says, "Wow, this is the Jesus we love. The Hindu, the atheists are saying, "Yeah, this is the version of Jesus we love." those who don't believe, who are doubters, they notice are saying this is Jesus we love. The Muslims are saying this is Jesus we love. Those who are on the fringe of Christianity, who call themselves Christians but do not consider themselves bound by the word of God, they say, oh, this is the Jesus we love. Who does not love the Jesus that is flawed? Sinners will love a Jesus that is himself a sinner. We love a Jesus that accepts everything that the sinner wants to indulge in. And that's exactly what the chosen is subtly selling to the world. The danger is that some of our children will grow up to not read the Bible, but just to watch TV series like this, and they'll say, oh, that is my understanding about Jesus Christ, who was also sinful, who was also weak, who also made errors, and then they excuse their own sins and they excuse their own errors on that basis. Now that I'm not saying do not watch that TV series. In fact, do see it and watch it and learn from it and point out to others to be careful when they see stories like this. And this is why it's so important for Christian leaders to pay attention to what is happening in the culture, to read these books, to watch these movies, to see this TV series, and then to point out how they pose danger to us. We are also hoping at some point, God helping us on God's Best Radio, this ministry, we are going to have a program devoted to that, to analyzing and critiquing and reviewing books and TV series and movies where they have impact on our faith. This is something so important because there are many people who just watch these things. They'll not read the Bible and they just go away and say, look, I know. And they say, oh, I know so much about the faith. I know so much about our Lord, when in fact they do not know, or what they have been led to know is actually false.